Live. Once again, to the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, some scary, scary stuff is happening in Montana, and we will explain what is going on. And it has to do with private police. Now, normally you might think that Free Talk Live would be all in favor of something like that, but...
Not like this.
No. So we'll get to that if we get a chance. But this is the show that allows you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. We'll go back to the phones, and I don't know how much fun this will be because it's Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott the Bigot.
Yes, good evening, Ian.
If you thought Gene was bad earlier, if you heard hour number one...
I agree with everything Gene said. He's
a good man.
Of course
you do. Of course you do. It's good to hate, right, Scott?
Well,
I'm not saying Gene hates. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you do.
Let me rephrase that. You said it's good to hate sarcastically. It's good to hate bad that are things that are bad for you, gentlemen. If somebody said to you...
Like taking your calls.
If somebody said to you, don't you love diabetes, you would never want diabetes. It causes amputations, blindness.
You know what,
though? Somebody said you want cancer, you'd never want cancer. Certain things are good to hate.
You know what, Scott? I wouldn't want to hate any of those things because hate only hurts the hater, not the hated.
You know, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran is getting a bad rap. He's basically a legitimate ruler of Iran. He's trying to get the best deal for his country.
A legitimate
ruler. He's trying to protect his country. And he's a great man and my hero, and I'll tell you why.
He's a great man. Because he denies the Holocaust, right, Scott?
No, not at all. He's being encircled by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in the United States and by the Mossad. Did you ever hear of the Mossad?
Yes, it's a secret agency or something.
Israeli secret police.
And these fanatical Zionists have conspired to start World War III, and I'll tell you how they're doing it. International Jewry is hell-bent on destroying President Ahmadinejad.
You would start World War III if you had the opportunity. You've told us before you have no objection to exterminating Jewish people.
I have no objection to seeing that white Christian people regain, and I emphasize the word regain, their rightful place in the world.
And how do they do that?
They do that by I'll tell you how they do it. The blacks have affirmative action, reverse discrimination. They have the NAACP. The Jews, of course, have the notorious Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, which is basically the Jewish Gestapo. White people need to have a National Association of White People.
Oh, okay.
People party.
So who can get a hold of government.
Proposed by David Duke.
Hold on,
who
Scott.
Who is a hero of mine. And we need to stick up for our rights, meaning that we have to push back. When blacks get jobs at the expense of whites and Jews get jobs because of affirmative action, reverse discrimination, not Jews so much,
Scott,
but blacks, we need to stand up for our rights and say, look, we're relegated to 10th-rate status.
Whatever we is, I'm not in the
I'm
same group.
Included.
The same
I would
group
never stand
you. Whatever.
With
I'm
you.
Just not interested. However, my question is this.
Yeah.
My best friend in the whole world is kind of black-ish.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in there. He might be an octoon. Octroon. I don't even know. That's the old terminology.
Okay.
At what point does a person cease to be black and begin to be white? We had a co-host on this show who was who did a little test. It was kind of a radio gig.
A DNA test.
Yeah,
right?
DNA test, and they found out that he was in fact 2% black. Is he black?
Yes. If you have a percentage of small percentage of black blood, you're
send him
black.
To the ovens.
But here's the thing, though, Scott. He didn't know it. And my question to you is this. What if you took one of these DNA tests and you found out that you were part black?
I'd want to commit suicide.
What if you found out that you were part Jewish?
It would be a very sad day.
Here's a great point. See, now it's possible, you're admitting that it's possible that you're part Jewish, so therefore Jewish people aren't evil. Like,
can I say this?
Oh, he's evil. I'm not saying Jewish people are evil, but Scott is evil.
Adolf Hitler, they claim, was 25% Jewish. They believe that historians believe he had a Jewish grandmother.
Okay.
And I don't find that far-fetched, because let's look at humanity. There is interracial marriage.
Sure.
Intermingling between all the races. Let's
be
very frank here. No one is a purebred.
Yep.
You could take a WASP who's a white Anglo-Saxon Episcopalian And if you were to go through his family tree, there is a great possibility that, like dogs, he is not a 100% purebred.
Somewhere in the genome, there's an Italian hiding in the jungle.
That's
so what are you advocating here, Scott? I mean, you've advocated exterminating people in the past. Are you now saying the entire human race should be wiped out?
No, I'm saying that white people, meaning white Christian people, Jews are not white.
You mean people that test purely white? Like you have to take a DNA test, 100% pure white person?
There is a difference between Jewish blood and Gentile blood.
To whom?
It's all red to me.
In other words, the Jews are not a religion. They're a race. They're a race of people.
They're not a race, though. They have chosen to call themselves an ethnicity, but there's really no difference between them and us. They can give blood to you. If you've had a transfusion, it could very well have been a Jewish blood transfusion. They're not any different, Scott.
It's just the pigmentation.
You asked me what I would like to see done. I want to see in our country, I can't speak for the world, but for the United States.
Hate.
I would like to see where white Christian people regain their place in society before the day that civil rights came around, where there would be no such thing as a Barack Hussein Obama.
You mean
when
as master,
on TV,
right?
Gentlemen,
you mean regain
the
their place
off.
As master over other people who have different skin color as them?
Yeah, that's all Scott's calling for here is he wants
want,
to hold on,
want,
Scott.
No, you're
Scott, you've had your chance to ramble on. Go ahead, Sam. Just bottom down.
Okay. So, Scott, what he's proposing here is, you know, he's realized that affirmative action doesn't work. It's not right for a group of people to get control of the state and start wielding that power over others.
That much is true.
But now he just wants to do the same back in reverse.
Payback time.
Yeah. Us white people got to band together, and we got to take over the reins of power, and we got to use it to our benefit and to everyone else's
continuing
detriment.
Continuing the cycle of violence.
Yeah. Where does this end? That's what government does. Wake up. It puts people against one another, divides them.
The government wants you to see people as groups.
Yeah,
the government wants you to see one group of people trying to hold you down and keep you down, so you'll decide you want to fight back and get to hold those people down in retaliation, and so they'll fight back and they'll all be fighting over the tool, which is the use of force, that is the government, the control over that violent tool, so they can essentially force other people to their will.
And the tool government grows bigger and bigger with each and every step.
Every cycle, absolutely.
Now, Scott, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to know, I see on the street sometimes interracial couples walking around. Sometimes they're even pushing a bassinet. And what do you think about that? What's that make you think?
That's horrific. There cannot be any interracial marriage.
See,
just like
no,
I don't want
marriage.
A homosexual marriage
but
or lesbian marriage. It's a racist
marriage.
Need to be separate. And you don't want a half-breed. The child will go through life and be tortured and tormented like Barack Hussein Obama, never knowing what he is. Let me tell
you
something.
Because of people like you.
No, let me tell you something.
That's why he'll be tortured and tormented, because of racists like you.
Do you remember when Waco was leveled? You remember Waco, the compound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, who do you think did that? The people that did that was our Zionist-occupied government. They were responsible for leveling that. Of course, they had the FBI, the ATF. All of these, but you don't want to believe that. You don't think that's possible.
I think that the FBI and the ATF is full of a bunch of white people, so the white people are doing the bidding of the Jews?
They are nothing more than henchmen for our Zionist-occupied government. And if you don't believe me,
No.
You need to read the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zionism.
I just don't want to read it. No, thank you.
All right.
But what worries me, Scott, is that I'm just not interested at all is going through life all concerned about race like you are. Like, you know, everything is just centered on race as though you can solve every problem because you put them all in racial categories.
He couldn't possibly see human beings for their individual selves.
May
he couldn't possibly see that. You can't see past someone's skin color, Scott. You're so superficial.
Sad. If you look at the history of the world, the history of mankind is built on two factors, war and race.
And you are more than willing to continue that process, sicko. Get
Yay
off my phone.
War. Yay, race.
I'm against both of them. Yep. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm in favor of the human race. That's about it. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer gold and silver at cut rates to our listeners. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com, and we've got several of them there that you can used to, as a hedge against inflation, including the Lakota Nation silver round, the Walking Liberty half, the British sovereign, and the 20 franc. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tom, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Evening, fellas. How's it going?
Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
What's with that guy talking about big wheels and black people not wanting to work? I'm a black man. I work a lot of hours.
You must have 20s on your car then, don't you?
No, actually, I
22s.
No, smaller.
15s.
I have a little bit bigger, 17. I'm in the Fast and Furious crowd. My brother, he prefers the type of big wheels and all that. But the guy needs to understand that by these people buying and turning stuff like that into style, they're turning stuff, creating a market within the neighborhood so that they can keep people employed. What does this guy want us to do? Just, you know, go to the automobile dealer and buy a car and not fix it up? I mean, there's a lot of other good things that come out of buying stuff like that. The baggy pants, that's the market.
Right, and black people need something to spend their drug money profits on, right?
No, really, the story. Now, wait a minute. Isn't the real story, though, that what I'd like to see, because I remember when I was at Kmart selling CDs in the electronics department, and that's when I learned that the people that buy rap albums are white teenagers.
Yep.
You're right.
It's like 70% of rap sales is white teenagers.
Absolutely.
And so my question is, on this whole black people have big rims claim of jeans that he made earlier, I'd like to see what the percentage of sales is as far as big rims to white young males under the age of 25 as compared to black males. I bet they're a significant portion of the sales. So really, it's a great way for black entrepreneurs to make a whole lot of money off of a bunch of white kids.
Yeah, my brother has a big monster truck with 24s on it that were $2,000 a rim. So.
Oh.
And who is it? Usually at the top of the pinnacle that are making products like this, usually Caucasian.
Likely.
You see what I'm saying?
Probably.
I mean, it could be anybody, but still.
I just think that it's kind of, it could be. I mean, you know, I think it's just kind of this irrelevant fact is, you know, if you've got a black guy sitting in front of you when you're, doing a job interview, you could choose to say to yourself that black people aren't very good workers, but you might be missing out on a very hard worker.
You
just don't know. It's
the best one ever.
It's an irrelevant fact. I mean,
right.
You
right.
could choose to correlate that data on anything, like people that wear red shirts. You could decide, well, I've noticed in my life that people wearing red shirts are harder workers. It's an irrelevant piece of data, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think what Gene was doing is he was taking too small of a subsection of a certain race or color or whatever. If he's looking for people that are out there offering day labor, these are not college-educated people. These are not the hardest-working, you know, entrepreneurs that are going to go out and start creating whatever it is they want. These are people who are going to kind of take whatever comes along, and maybe they're a little bit lazy or don't work as hard. And certainly in Hispanics, they have a very strong work ethic that's just in part of their culture.
Now you're generalizing.
Well, it depends on what they're paying. I mean, if somebody's paying you very well and not trying to pay you peanuts and get away with it, then you're going to find a hard work. But if you want to pay somebody peanuts, you're going to get just what you pay for.
Yeah,
it's true.
And it has so much more to do with the individual than the color of one's skin.
That's right. Okay, well, hey, I just had to check in. I'm listening to you guys on my BlackBerry as I'm right down the road here.
Very cool. How are you listening, may I ask, on the BlackBerry? Is it via internet?
Yes. I've got that software, Radio B, downloaded.
Oh, that's a new one for me. Radio B.
Radio B, yes. Like the little bug. And I've got an external antenna. And actually, I've got 1, 2, 3 phones, 2 BlackBerries, a Microsoft phone, and a Nextel phone.
You must be in
my
the
bill
industry.
Comes up to about $300 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, we do have the listen line now for those people that don't have the fancy BlackBerries as Tom and I do, and Sam. You can call the Free Talk Live listen line and tune in via any phone just for whatever long distance costs at 217-238-6220. That's 217-238-6220. And I think that's up on our it's up on our listen page on listen.freetalklive.com. So it's a new feature for anybody that has access to a phone. They can now listen to our stream. If we're live, we'll be on live. And if it's not live hours, you'll hear the latest episode from our stream. So, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. In fact, since we're on the subject of phone lines, we have set up the Free Talk Live soapbox. And we talked about it recently. It's a new little line that we've set up that essentially is a voicemail line where it allows you to call in and leave a message. And maybe we'll play it, maybe we won't. Sort of like a real soapbox. If you get up on a soapbox on a street corner, maybe someone will pay attention to you. Maybe they'll just all walk by and ignore you. And so here's something that's relevant to the conversation.
Yeah, this is Frank from Philadelphia, listening to yesterday's podcast where Gene postulated that the brains of different races are somehow chemically or otherwise functionally different from one another. Ironically, immediately after citing scientific journals as the explanation for the Eve, if you will. So, the point being that if anyone or Gene were to read scientific journals about studies about ethnicity and race, he would find that numerous scientific studies have been done on the subject and have found absolutely zero difference between any race and, as far as capability to perform tasks or intelligence, etc.
There you go. Now, I probably should have gone through and edited out all the uhs in that. But nonetheless, he made his point, and that is that according to the science, there's not a darn bit of difference between people with different skin colors and their ability to do tasks and things like that. And that's what the science says. But why would anybody want to look at science that could possibly, well, you know, go run in contradiction to what their personal observations have been? But their personal observations, mind you, that are skewed because of their particular experience in life. It's sort of like how when you see a new friend gets a new car that you might not be familiar with, for instance, then all of a sudden you start seeing those cars everywhere. So, Mark, you drive this, this Element, this Honda Element, and I never really took note of the Honda Element before you bought one of them, and now, everywhere I go, I see Honda Elements.
They're all over.
They were there before, but now they're more prominent in my ability to perceive them. So I'm skewed because of my experience. So there's what the science says, and then there's Gene's opinion. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The MagnetiCare Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, those features, including things like the archive, so if you missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. That's an Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls here. Also, we did just play our very first ever soapbox call, which is a recorded voicemail line. The soapbox number is always right there at the top of freetalklive.com. You can see it there. It is also 603-7220-AMP. Maybe we'll use your recording. Maybe we won't. 603-7220-AMP is the soapbox number. We go to Adam in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam. Adam in Canada.
You guys have had a call from Gene, an unconscious racist, and Scott, the bigot, who I assume knows he's a bigot.
Oh,
yes, I wanted
he
to
must.
Talk about racism in general and how the Holocaust not only shouldn't be denied, but actually pretty much never ended.
Please do.
In my high school textbook, I actually, it's so true, this information is so true, my government actually admits it happened. So I learned in grade 12 that there was a Zionist movement after the Holocaust throughout England and most of Europe. Well, I want to talk about that, actually. It was delivered to Churchill and the leaders of England, and I should say Europe, as a plan to help Jews defend themselves by repopulating the Jewish homeland of Israel, which after 70 AD, during which the diaspora happened, really the Jewish people didn't concentrate so much in Israel until after the Second World War. I wanted to talk about actually how Hitler during the Second World War had been deporting Jews as well, just like Churchill did at the end of the Second World War. He didn't actually start murdering them in mass. He only used them as slaves until he decided they were useful as tank oil. This is true, unfortunately.
I know.
He used them to mine ingredients for meth, which is what German drug companies LG5 and Merck were using, the same areas Auschwitz and Dachau were set up for before he had slave labor there. These were located in the same places they were, mining. That's not in the textbooks, but it's true. Churchill sent 25,000 Jewish people a month to Israel after the Second World War ended, much like Hitler deported his own Jewish people during the Second World War and prior. He said he was doing it to give them, a place where they could speak for themselves. Why couldn't they speak for themselves in England and throughout Europe? Why couldn't they be part of the political system there?
Because Churchill was a racist?
Probably. He was blatant misogynist and alcoholic. It wouldn't surprise me if during his short tenure on Earth he became a racist, too. But there are over 5 million Jewish people in Israel, and under a tenth of that left in England. I mean, it looks like he pretty much got rid of them all. And now they're using American money to fight American fights in a place where there are no Americans. I mean, they're using flying American planes, piloting American tanks, using American guns, and using American money to pay each other to do that. And they have a 16 years of age conscription law in Israel where, and I don't think you want to go to an Israel jail. It's probably as bad as the Israel military, which, due to American money and finances and interests, is a pretty safe place to be. They make their own people fight in the war, supposedly a religious state. I just wonder how much better that really is for them, because it's not,
You mean being shoveled off into that place, in Israel?
Whether or not they were born there or moved there or were shoveled off there 70 years ago, they're being forced to fight by their own government, and they're doing American dirty work. I mean, this is not why the Zionist movement said it was sending anybody there. I mean, we can talk about the Holocaust as if it happened and had ended, but it wasn't the first time that had happened to Jewish people, and,
What you're saying is the Jewish people are still enslaved because they're forced to fight.
We're all enslaved. I've been to both Israel and Palestine, and I have 13 in countries around the world, and I can tell you, of the countries I've been to, Israel would be, it would be pretty close to the top of the list of the ones that I'd want to live in.
It's very nice there?
Yes.
Well, how many Western allies are you aware of? I don't know how many or how few myself, but how many are you aware of that actually forced their people to join their militaries?
I couldn't tell you. I can tell
not
you.
Not even America.
I don't like
that.
The idea of conscription. I'm not for that, and I'm saying we are all slaves. Some of us are more so than others. However, if you're talking about what kind of slave quarters we're talking about, I'll pick Israel over Palestine.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back into the 70s during the Suez Canal conflict with Nasser in charge of Egypt, he nationalized that after Israel invaded. But it was pretty much acknowledged by the UN that America had told the UN to do that so they could get themselves in there to be a position of influence, do the whole peacemaker thing and then control the trade that's going through this canal. I don't know how many times they've been used that way since, but, is this wrong to use people that way when you sent them there to live the life you said
no,
they
I
were
totally
trying
see
to
what you're saying.
Yes,
yeah.
It is wrong.
Absolutely right. I appreciate the call tonight, and thank you for making it at 800-259-9231. Essentially, the pitch was, hey, you guys can have this land all to yourselves. It'll be great.
It's a Western client state, a United States and English client state. Sure, no problem. I get it. It's a pretty nice one.
Well, here's the promised land. Now you'll come work for us is basically what's
happening.
Sure,
that's what they do here, too.
To a lesser extent, it's not as overt, the conscription. Conscription doesn't actually happen here in the way
I've got to work in order to finance that those tanks and planes that those kids are being forced to conscribe to fly and drive over there. That's my job in this slave pit that is the world.
You could start doing all business in silver, and you could not pay federal income tax.
I would likely take a tremendous hit in the amount of money that I would make. As a result, so I
they don't have actual conscription that brings you into some sort of government
you
military.
You can leave Israel and go someplace
at least not
else.
Right now.
I mean, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not, but
Sure, I understand what you're saying is you can leave, but you know how easy it is to immigrate, right, Mark?
There are other places that are easier to immigrate to than others. Some places that are easier to immigrate to than others. And the, like you said, the vast majority of them are relatively safe. They're, you know, as safe as our military is. You know, when you're flying a drone from MacDill Air Force Base and blowing women and children apart on the mountains of Pakistan, you're pretty safe. You go home at night, you have sex with your wife. It's, you know, life's not too bad. Pop open a beer. Next day, more
kill
people
some
kill.
More people. All right, we go to Dustin in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about secession and the idea of countries.
Okay, sure.
Basically, I'm just going to tie this in with that. The kid who called the other day about burning flags, and I mean, it's a symbol, right? And it's people kind of get all tied up, and they're like, oh, it's not very nice to burn the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm working on sort of a secession movement of my own. It's called the Coastal Hemp Nation.
Oh, okay.
And I brought this up before, but basically, I mean, I've learned about the idea from you guys, that you can secede yourself, you know?
And sure you can. It won't keep you out of a jail cell, but you can do it. I fully support the idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I think countries are just an idea.
That's correct.
Yeah, and they're a very bad idea in a sense. But the Coastal Hemp Nation is just getting people together to secede themselves in a sense.
I love it. I just wish you were doing it here in New Hampshire. I think that getting people together
or everywhere in the world.
Well, that would be nice.
That's how's that going? I mean, that's really when people say things like, "Well, we've got to have liberty movements everywhere." Well, we've been trying that and it hasn't been working.
I hope it does work out for you. Let us know how it goes. All right, as the Coastal Hemp Nation develops, and if it doesn't work out, come on over here, join us. Thanks for the call, and you can have your hemp nation here, because if it's your nation, you can take it wherever you want, right? I mean, it is just an idea. The whole concept of nations, they don't really exist. There are people. And there are people on land. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to visit Sam over his website, obscuredtruth.com. Sam, you put up a couple new videos within the last several weeks. One of them is your recent trip to Keene City Hall with a man named Wallace.
Yes, he's an interesting guy. He apparently shut down all of the property. Basically, if you leave, move from one house to another and say you have a deposit on your electric bill or something like that, the state actually comes in and takes that and keeps it in your name. Well, they're not making any effort to return that money.
They're supposed to.
Yeah, they're supposed to, but, you know, what incentive do they have? Because if they don't, they just spend it on your behalf. So what he's doing is finding a way to inform people in mass so that they can all file these claims all at the same time to get their money back, but the state's only keeping 1% in escrow.
So it's millions and millions of dollars in, mm-hmm. in many cases. I mean, in a case like a small state of Vermont, he said there was something like $70 million.
57,
something million dollars that they have that is it belongs to other people. And what you're saying is they invest 99% of it in their government bureaucrat funds and things like that, because the government bureaucrats have these things called, it's the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, where you can actually look and you can see all the different investments that the government people have for their pensions and things like that. And so they're taking money that belongs to you, which is typical of them, and using it for themselves instead of going out to try to find you to say, hey, Mark Edge, you have $200 here. Do you want to have it? That's what they're supposed to be doing, is reaching out to people and giving them the opportunity to get their money back. And so what this guy's doing is he's trying to get the list of those names so he can go out and do what the government's supposed to do and reach out to these folks and let them know about this. So hopefully they'll all come essentially into the government filing the forms at the same time.
Yeah, which because they're only keeping 1% in reserve, it creates a run on the bank. And what he did in California is he sued the state and shut down all of their asset, whatever they call it. He sued them, shut it down for several months, and then when they reopened, they had to send a letter out when they collected people's money to let them know, hey, we've got your money.
So he's doing it now here in New Hampshire, and you mm-hmm. went with him the other day with your camera, and they did not like the fact that you brought the camera in. So it's yet again another confrontation between Sam and his camera and some city bureaucrats. You can see it over at obscuredtruth.com as we go to your phone calls. Dan is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. I just listened to a few of the podcasts from last week or the week before with
OneNote George, I believe, is what you've been calling him, who was constantly calling in and trying to convince you guys about how racist you are.
Well, he's basically pointing out that we try not to put people in boxes, but in fact we do put people in boxes or something.
Yeah, well, I think that there's really no way to avoid, you know, intellectual shortcuts, you know, like generalizations, but that's not racism. And I think that I can sort of give a working definition for racism that will help clear that up. I think that George's problem is that he is confusing people making correlative statements about, you know, one group of people can do this better than another group with causal relationships where you say that it is because of the same genetic differences that causes their skin to be darker, for instance, that also makes them better basketball players, for example. So you can say black people tend to be better at sports, you know, certain kinds of sports than white people. You can say Chinese people tend to be better at math. You can say, you know, Germans tend to make good engineers. But as long as you're not saying that it's because of some fundamental difference in their DNA that also gives the Germans blonde hair and also gives the Asians slanty eyes, then you're not being racist because you're not attributing those things to their race.
Makes some sense.
Yeah. I mean, German engineering is so precise because their machinists spend 6 months just learning how to file. I mean, that's the first part of their training. They spend 6 months filing metal,
filing it down.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Well, to start with, race was invented by communist sociologists who wanted to find a way to explain cultural differences without going into politics and economic history, because that would sort of undermine their theories. So if you actually use cultural and economic history to derive the, you know, why those things are different, and then you know, there's some coincidental relationship between the way a person looks. There's no racism in that.
Right.
It's a perfectly harmless and useful concept.
If you look in marathons, the Kenyans seem to be very well represented there. They're not a race. It's a country.
Exactly.
Certainly, there are some other Africans that are, that run in races, but I don't, in these marathon races, but I don't think that you can necessarily say that black people are good at running marathons because the Kenyans do well. I think that probably.
Absolutely not. Most black people aren't running in marathons.
Probably what you'll find there if you, search back is that there was a person who set up a school or taught some people about running races
just big in their culture for whatever reason.
Yeah, there's a tribe that runs like 20 miles a day. They go out to play soccer at lunch. They run 10 miles to get out there. They play soccer. Then they run 10 miles back. You know, it's part of their culture. And so, of course, that village or that specific group of people is going to produce some great runners.
Even though, Dan, what you're saying isn't necessarily racist in that it's not involved in hating somebody. I think racism also has to do with bigotry and hatred towards somebody else because they look different.
But
what you're saying about making those general statements isn't racist, it's still painting with too broad of a brush because it's just not I don't think it's generally true. I mean, you're saying that, you know, Asian people are better at math. Well, what about the Asian people that are out, combing the fields of China, doing farm work? Are those Asian people better at math? Probably not.
No.
They probably never had any kind of formal education.
Yeah, and that's why I say that you're making a correlative statement by saying, you know, these people happen to be Asian, and they also happen to have a cultural and, you know, sort of societal background that tends to give them more background in that kind of skill.
Very
so
good.
Showing it has nothing to do with race.
And I think when you go in with these preconceived notions that black people are this way or these guys are gangsters because of the way they walk, when you go and interact with them, you actually create that reality. Whereas, you know, there are ways to go up to somebody that looks like they're the toughest dude in the world and just talk to them like a human, and you may find out they're a very nice person, and, you know, mm-hmm. that's just the way they dress. But if you're thinking, oh, this guy's a thug, you look at the way he dresses, da 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 da, you are never going to get to know that.
Yep. There's a guy here he's a Free Stater. He moved recently, so he's a new mover. And when I sort of met him online by reading some of his posts, and I found him to be a very intellectual guy. And then the first time that I saw him, he's got like a he's gigantic and he's got a shaved head and he's got kind of, you know, that brow thing going on, you know, and you could have thought that this guy was a really mean dude if you had met him before I had a chance to talk to him. So, you know, I had a moment of vertigo where I was trying to correspond his writings to, you know, the guy I was seeing. And by the way,
the wrestling superstar?
I'm not talking about Kane. I'm talking about another guy like Kane. But Kane's another great example of this is, you know, he's the, if on WWE, he's Kane, but in real life, he's just a very intellectual guy who is gigantic and shaved head and has big brows, too.
There you go. Dan, any other thoughts?
Yeah, total change of topic to the thing about the guy talking about the mesh networks, I believe he called them.
Yeah, this was, as I recall, his description was essentially wireless routers connecting together to create a network that is above and separate from, sort of, from the Internet. It creates sort of an alternative Internet over a relatively, you know, city-like area.
Yeah, well, real quick, why I think that that would be something that would be a really great benefit to look into. And the reason is that ISPs, as we know them today, are completely the result of the government restricting broadband, or not broadband, but the Internet access, on-ramp access in general. One of my friends owned a ISP, and he had to pay Verizon for the rights to access the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And Verizon kept raising the rates. And he went out of business. If he was allowed to access the Internet directly instead of having to go through Verizon, he would have been able to get just as good Internet service for, you know, a fifth of the price of what Verizon was charging, honestly. And, I mean, having worked there, I'm not just talking out of my backside.
Sure. But don't you think that there's an issue with the mesh networks to where it'll be difficult to connect city to city?
Oh, sure, yeah. But once you have a totally free market and there's absolutely no restriction to, you know, a group of servers in one city to the mesh network, then that wouldn't be such a problem. Of course, then we're talking about getting around the FCC, and that's where the problem is.
We're talking about fantasy, and it's a great idea. I mean, I'm all for more communications, the better communications. I'm all for that. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm all for getting rid of the FCC, too. Boy, that would be great. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.